Okay, first we're going to wash the apples. I'm using a couple of different kinds. I like to mix different kinds of apples together. This is a apple core. It's a two-part thing. It goes bang like such. And what you do is you just press down on the apple. Like that. And then you shoot out the core. And there you have a core. It's really simple and easy. And it comes apart pretty easily, too. See? I can see you. Hi.
Season's greetings, jubilant viewers. We have the great honor of joining Chef Kerry Brown for our vegan Hanukkah special on vegetarianism, the noble way of living. You might recognize Kerry's name on the package of Follow Your Heart's Chicken Free Chicken as the creator of this ingenious soy-based alternative to chicken. A chef mostly by passion and hobby, Kerry has a decorated background in the arts as a writer, producer, and director spanning the past four decades. He has won numerous commendations, including three Emmy Awards, one of which was for the Olympics coverage, and has been recognized by the Directors Guild of America. He has instructed film and television at the University of California, Los Angeles, University of Southern California, and the American Film Institute. Nowadays, Kerry divides his time developing educational programs and teaching students how to be healthier, and enjoys his days serving delicious vegetarian dishes at a local veterans hospital. Today, on the first of a two-part special, Kerry will be showing us time-honored traditions of Hanukkah through various vegan recipe favorites.
Hanukkah is a holiday for kids. It's a joyful occasion. It's a time of celebration. Now, you'll notice that all the recipes we're cooking today have oil in them. There's a reason for that. The holiday remembers and symbolizes the oil lamp which burned in the temple, the second temple, about 2,500 years ago. And there was a miracle that occurred, and that miracle was the oil lamp was supposed to last for one day, and it lasted for eight. And that's the miracle.
Now let's start with a homemade applesauce that can be enjoyed on their own, or served along with the latkes that Kerry will be making.
This is a pan. It goes into the pan. Now, with all fruits and vegetables, most of the nutrition is on the outside of the fruit and vegetable. So I tend to like apples with skin inside. And since we're going to pulverize it with a food processor anyhow, why not? Now you can cook your apples in water if you want, or soy milk or something, but the way I like to do it best is in apple juice. Now I'm going to pour some apple juice in, enough to cover. And now they'll cook over at the stove. Ooh, there we go. And that just has to cook for about 20, 30 minutes until the apples are soft. And then they're going to go into the food processor and we'll make applesauce. Okay. And pouring into the colander. We're going to reserve the apple juice here for some other cooking. There's our applesauce. Gosh, it smells good. I wish you could smell it at home. If the applesauce is too sour, we're going to put some cane sugar into it. Brown cane sugar. Cinnamon, of course, because it tastes good. And lemon, if it's too sweet. One, two, three. Okay, these apples have been cooked for about 20 minutes. We're now going to put them into the processor. You can also mash these with a potato masher if you'd like. I'm going to sneak the cinnamon in now because that way it'll get mixed up all the way through it. This is about 1/2 teaspoon. There we go. It smells absolutely wonderful. I'm going to leave a little bit of solid apple, which really isn't very solid, but I think chunky tastes better than really smooth. But isn't that beautiful? Now you see how the skin totally disappears and gets mixed in with the rest of the meat of the apple. So we've lost none of the nutrition, and we keep all of the taste. Professional rule, never double dip. I just washed it. Put that out on the table, let it cool a little bit in the refrigerator. One of the secrets here is that we used two different kinds of apples. A very sour apple, that's a Granny Smith, and a rather sweet apple, or a medium sweet apple. It's kind of a pink rose apple. That combination makes a very pleasant flavor, which needs very little adjustment when you're done. There we go. And I like to put a sprinkle, just a sprinkle, of cinnamon across the top. There you go. One part is ready. Refrigerator it goes to cool down. Okay. It's very important to wash fruits and vegetables. We've talked about that a little bit already, but a simple rinse like this and a little rub can take about 90% of anything that's on the outside of the fruit and vegetable. And even on a fruit or a vegetable where you don't eat the skin, wash the outside, because once you cut it, you put anything on the outside into the inside. Okay, guys, let's do some chopping. This is guacamole. Guacamole is from Mexico, and it's really a delicious food. It's uncooked, so you can eat it raw, of course. And it really involves putting tomatoes, avocados, and a little bit of onion together. And maybe a touch of garlic and a little bit of cilantro, too. Now, I like my guacamole chunky, so I pre-cut the tomatoes, as you're seeing me do. Easiest way is to slice it in half, if you've never done it. Just roll your knife around. Inside an avocado is a huge seed. Easy way to get that out is to take it with a knife and turn it. You can actually plant those seeds, incidentally, and they will grow you an avocado tree. It takes a number of years, though, to get an avocado fruit off of it. So don't expect it to happen tomorrow. You need a fairly warm climate for this. We're lucky in California. We grow avocados all the time. Okay, and the easiest way to get the meat out, just a spoon. Now, avocados will change color. They'll get dark brown if you don't treat them. We're going to treat them with a rust inhibitor, commonly called lemon juice or lime juice, whatever you prefer. Traditional juice is lime, and we're going to use that. Now, if you don't want to bother cutting those square things in there, just go like that and it comes right out. I hope your Hanukkah party is going to be as good as this one is. Everything smells good. The applesauce smells good. The potato kugel smells good. Mm. 3 ingredients go into this. A little bit of garlic. Garlic bulbs. And the easiest way for garlic is just to press in it, and it all falls apart for you. Nice and easily. If you prefer no garlic, for whatever reason, you can use no garlic. Tastes pretty good with or without. Easiest way of the garlic is just to chop it a little bit. That's what we're doing here. And this is cilantro. This is fresh cilantro. The dried stuff is a little bit stronger in flavor, but the fresh tastes so much better. The interesting part is in the process of cutting it, You're actually bruising the spice just a little bit, and in that bruising, you're actually bringing out more flavor. Lime. Oh, lime is the fruit of the gods. It's a wonderful flavor. Now, we're putting lime in here to stop the avocado from going brown. That's a process called oxidation. This also gives a remarkable flavor. And because this is a dish which is popular in Mexico, in the South, I'm going to put a little bit of jalapeno peppers in. Now, these jalapeno peppers have actually been soaked in vinegar and a little bit of sugar to get some of the hotness off, but still keep a lot of flavor in. And we're just going to chop these. Okay, now, you can chop just this simply. I'm just using a teaspoon or a tablespoon and just chop away. And you chop on this until the avocado becomes a paste. Okay, a little bit of pepper, a little bit of salt, just a touch. It's about a quarter teaspoon of salt, and about a quarter teaspoon of pepper also. 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Good. Okay, and you notice how the avocado is breaking down and becoming a paste. Now this is served on top of the pancakes, or you could serve it with some chips if you'd like. Now, people have been known to put other ingredients in there, but this is kind of the best. Okay, let me get this on the table, and we're about to start a dinner. Potato kugel is one of the joys of Hanukkah. Potato kugel, potato latkes, or potato pancakes are both wonderful, delicious foods that are just fun to eat and crunchy and just good. Start out with an onion. I always rinse my onions and then cut off the head and the root. Normally in the kitchen, we would actually make onion soup out of these parts of the onion that we're disposing of today. Now these are going to go into the food processor in just a few moments. So, now potato. Potato is a marvelous, strong, healthy vegetable. Contains lots of good vitamins and minerals and protein. And the best part of a potato is on the shell, the outside casing of it. And this part of the potato is always included in my food. And to thoroughly wash it, I use a potato brush. Potato brush looks like this. Any soft bristle brush, lots of water. Now please, never use soap on any fruit or vegetable you're going to use. The reason for that is that soap gets into the pores of the fruits or vegetables and cannot be washed out. The scrubbing is very, very important. And actually, washing with water like this and scrubbing will remove over 90% of everything on the surface of the potato, before and after. See the difference? Amazing, huh? We're going to cut these so that they're reasonable size and it'll go into the food processor. And of course our onions. Okay, now I'll get on to the making of the food. Potato we just washed, thoroughly washed and scrubbed. And I remember when my mom was making potato pancakes and potato latkes and kugel, she'd spend hours grinding with a grater, just and now all I have to do is go. There's a potato, there's an onion, potato, and onion. We also wash the carrots as well. We're using baby fresh carrots. They're right here. Let's see. That looks like about enough.
Isn't that pretty? Oh, boy.
If you're cooking onions or cutting onions, use cold onions. Cold onions do not vaporize as much, do not put as much of the odor into the air, and you're going to feel better, lighter, with no tears in your eyes. Now, into this we put half a cup of matzah meal. Matzah is a cracker, which is made without leavening. There's no eggs or butter in it. And we're going to go about half a cup of this in there. This kind of holds everything together for you. There you go. Okay, the next is celery seed. It's a very intense flavor. Use very, very little. That's about a half of a teaspoon. And we'll put a little salt and pepper in there. I use very little salt, and about a half a teaspoon right there. And this is just mixed peppercorns, both black and white. Nice and fresh and delicious. Now, into this I'm going to put 1/2 cup of olive oil. This is extra virgin, cold pressed. Ooh. And that is your recipe. Now, I'm going to put a little bit of olive oil at the bottom of the pan. I'm going to take a little bit of a paper towel here, use it like a brush, just fold it a couple of times, and that'll rub the inside. Now remember, this is a holiday which idolizes oil, so we use lots of it in this. And I'm using the safest, freshest kinds of oil I can find, and oil which has a good taste, but at the same time is good for you. Potato starch, you could also use corn starch, or you can use almost any starch you like. The starch is what's holding us all together. We're going to use about 6 tablespoons. And now this gets mixed now. One more time. When you mix it with your fingers, you can actually feel the stickiness of the starch just binding everything together. And this is potato kugel. Okay, the next step in this process is to move it over to the pan. Now, the thicker the potato kugel is, the longer it's going to take. The recipe for making potato pancakes is exactly the same as potato kugel, except for potato pancake, you'd fry it in the oil. And I'd use canola oil in that case, because canola oil has a higher temperature, will work at a higher temperature, and will not smoke on you. And let's go to the oven. This is going to take about 45 minutes to cook, and we'll come back for it a little bit, at 350 degrees Fahrenheit. I'm going to raise the temperature here to 350. Bang! There you go. About 45 minutes. So, see you in a little bit.
We'll be back with Chef Kerry Brown on Wednesday, December 21st, to complete our Hanukkah feast with recipe variations of traditional latkes, leek latkes, and broccoli and cauliflower latkes. Coming up now on Supreme Master Television is Between Master and Disciples. May the light of divine warm your heart and uplift your soul.
For more details, please visit www.SupremeMasterTV.com/VEG.